Yeah, we back. We back. We back. We back. Oh, man. It's going to get kind of crazy, man. We are getting rolling here real soon, real soon. We are back. We are back. Hello, my people. My people. My people. And I want to first start by saying happy freaking New Year, man. 2018 and we are back. Man, oh, I can't tell you how long it seems or how long it's been since I have done a podcast show. I'm telling you, man. It is pretty amazing to be back on air again, to be able to just engage with the people and spread my love around and just transfer my positive energy to everybody. I'm on Facebook Live right now for my first official episode. This is going getting posted to YouTube. This is going to be on LinkedIn. This is going to be on Twitter. This is going to be everywhere. Can I get a hey freaking now? Yes, man. You know, Transform You Live podcast show, which was a radio show, which was a TV show, all strictly online, by the way, must I add. It was started like kind of by accident. When I originally started it, I started it as a way to start just like dialoguing and to also just get some things off my mind. Some things that also was like I was formulating when the time I was starting up my coaching business. And also too wanted to use it as a tool to just connect with other coaches at the time and authors and like different experts around the world. I mean, it went from just a diary to me just running off at the mouth to me, formulating ideas, to me connecting with like people around the world. And I'm telling you, man, I reached like a ton of people. I reached as far as Japan. I was in Germany. I was featured in different Middle Eastern countries. I mean, you know, it was starting to become a success. And what I do, I took like a real strange path. I went totally off my path, and I began to run for public office in my home state of Wisconsin. And let me tell you this, you know, it was a good experience, a good adventure. It was something that, like, at the time, it kind of made sense. And, I was like, okay, you know, I can dig this. I can dig this. But, you know, I didn't win. So, what happened then? From there, I took a whole freaking year off and just began to just, like, really search myself. Like, dude, what is it, like, Marcus really wants to do? What is it that Marcus really wants? And I did exactly what I was going to talk about in today's short segment. Is very short. I'm not going to be on very long at all, because I'm just trying to get a feel of everything, trying to get my feedback wet, my foot in the door, and just come in this mother like, hey, I'm back. What's good? What it do? All right. So that's all I'm talking about, man. You know, so like today's topic is basically like it was about like a response video that I did on YouTube, and I posted it like maybe about like less than about an hour ago. It should have been posted a long time ago. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, make sure you do get subscribed to my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel right now is crack-a-lacking. Can I get a hey now to that, man? And I've been seeing that. Man, I should have copyrighted that, man. If I would have copyrighted hey now, if I would have like put it on a t-shirt or something, man, like, I would be very rich right now, because I'm starting to see a lot of people use my stuff, man. If you go back to some of my old Transform U videos, you will see that I was using that, man. I first said that on Periscope, and then I started using it in my podcast a lot and on my radio show. And then it just seemed like somebody took my stuff and just ran with it. I'm like, what the heck going on? Like, dude, come on. You serious? But anywho, all right, so I did a response video on my YouTube. So if you ain't subscribed to my YouTube channel, go to my YouTube channel. It's just my name, Marcus Hart. So just it's hard to spell, just like Kevin Hart's last name. A little bit of a relation somewhere in there. But so Evan Carmichael, for those who don't know him, he's an active YouTuber too. He's also an author. He's also like a motivational type of character, so to speak. And he did a video called Sometimes You Are the Problem. It was like an excerpt from a guy named Simon Sinek. I may be like it's a big possibility that I might be butchering that last name a lot. But I started listening to this video and watching it, and I'm like, dude, he said, sometimes you are the problem. And he was talking about basically accountability, right? Personal accountability, right? And like, and just taking accountability, period. And it, like, he was saying, so his title says, sometimes you are the problem. And then you listen to this dude's speech, the Simon's guy's speech, and it's like he's talking about like black death or childbirth. He's using that as a metaphor, like how back in the Renaissance age, over in UK, over in Europe, a lot of babies was being delivered, and a lot of their mothers were dying, and their mothers was dying. It comes to find out they will research like over and over, trying to figure out why, and come to find out the reason why the babies were dying, because the doctors wasn't sterilizing their hands. So he used that as a metaphor to say that, like, sometimes you are the problem. Okay, and I can get that. Maybe we should wash our hands and everything. That's cool and all. And, you know, if we not watching where we're going and we having a trip in fall, you know, that we should take some responsibility there. But like, you know, it's like, dude, okay, you can't say that across the board for everybody. You can't go and be like, dude, you know, it's your fault you in the position you are in. It's your fault why you this and that. This is your fault for da-da-da-da-da. Okay, dude, that's just flat out wrong, man. I just don't agree with it. I'm not feeling that. Like, because, like, okay, to a certain extent, to a certain percentage, it is our fault. We should be taking some accountability for the things we are doing, for the things, you know, that we have done that to lead us up to where we are right now. And like I said, man, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just, you can't say like, oh, it's totally your fault, because I was saying like, man, you know, like, you want to sit up here and tell me that it's all my fault, you know, for the place I am right now in life. And I used to think that way. I used to think that it was like everybody's fault, you know, for everything, for the reason, you know. And and I also was on the other end of the scale too, where instead of placing some blame for myself or taking some accountability of some of my issues and problems, I started pushing them off on everybody else or on my situation or on my environment. You know, I did that totally all the way. And you know, and yeah, that in a sense that was wrong. But what I come to find out though, that like, you know, you can't place blame for everything on your situation, on people. But you also can't place blame on yourself either. You know, you can't completely blame yourself either. And especially like when you're trying to achieve something in life, you're trying to move to a different level in life, and you know, or you feel like you still stuck somewhere, or you got a habit you ain't broke yet, and then you get to just constantly blaming yourself because you're trying to strive for some ounce of perfection. And it's just not reality. You can't be perfect. Nobody's perfect. You can't perfectly do anything. So what is true though, everybody has an appointed time, and once you start getting inching close to that appointed time, what you do right then and there, my friend, is, you know, rather not, you can be held totally accountable for like, rather not, you make it past that finish line, so to speak, or that next checkpoint when your appointed time comes. We all have an appointed time. Right now, here in front of you guys, is my appointed time. This is your appointed time to be able to listen in or to replay back, if you are replaying back what I've been saying here. It's everything has an appointed time, because the universe is perfectly calculated. The universe is perfectly perfect, period. Okay, it all goes in, it all goes in numbers. It all goes into the precise number, precise calculation, precise time, and like, you know, it's just some things we can't force. And get that out the way. And we all have our own special abilities and our own talents and our own skill sets. And Evan Carmichael, I'm sorry to tell you, but you are a bit of a jackass for sitting up here and leading people down the wrong path. You know, like, you should not say sometimes in your title, but then you get to saying like, dude, all the time is your fault. Like, all the time is my fault. Also, like, because I have these special abilities and talents and skills, I should be pushing myself so hard that it leads to a panic attack, or it leads to, I don't know, a heart attack, or it leads to further mental health issues. Okay, so we gotta get real about these things, man. And I come from the hood. I come from the ghetto, man. I come from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, dude. And like, it's not fair. A lot of things are not fair, but you know, it's also not fair to not recognize and also, you know, realize the position everybody in and the timing that everybody's in. Well, that's my time. I'm out of here, man. If you like this, make sure you do go back and replay this and share it to somebody else. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel, man. That's all I have for you tonight. It was very quickly, like I promised you. Many blessings, peace, and lots of love, and I'm out of here.